From the GPB newsroom, I'm Ricky Bevington. Good Wednesday. Georgia Governor Brian Kemp is ordering Georgians to shelter in place for the rest of April. During an afternoon press conference, the governor also banned short-term rentals to discourage out-of-state visitors. He announced another partnership with a private company to boost the amount of testing being done in Georgia. Ipsum Diagnostics will be able to process up to 2,000 tests a day and get results to patients in 24 hours. Georgia Senator Kelly Loeffler says she will no longer be investing in individual stocks. This is after facing accusations of making trades off of confidential coronavirus information. In a Wall Street Journal op-ed, Georgia's junior senator said she did nothing wrong, but she's looking to put the matter behind her. The Daily Beast and other outlets reported millions of dollars in stock sales following a closed-door coronavirus briefing for senators in January. Loeffler says the trades were made by third-party advisors, and she had no knowledge of the moves until later. A federal lawsuit says the state of Georgia is effectively imposing a poll tax, this by requiring Georgia voters to provide their own stamps for mail-in ballots. The lawsuit filed today says that's an unconstitutional barrier to the right to vote. It was filed by the American Civil Liberties Union and its Georgia chapter. The Secretary of State's office did not immediately have a comment. The Jewish celebration of Passover begins tonight. Jewish people across the world will gather for Seder dinner and celebrate emancipation from slavery in ancient Egypt. Peter Berg is the rabbi of Atlanta's first and oldest synagogue, the Temple.
And the pandemic is a feeling of being trapped as well and cut off from one another. And we know there are things that still enslave us today. And Passover, the Seder, is all about trying to figure out how to deal with that.
Berg says many families will gather virtually for Seder tonight because avoiding communal gatherings on Passover is the moral thing to do, is what he says. It's wedding season. This year, couples have to prepare for the coronavirus pandemic.
As the week went on and like we're seeing more and more stuff in the news, a lot of people are texting us like, are you guys still having the wedding?
Be listening tomorrow on All Things Considered from 4 to 6 p.m. to hear from a couple who made it to the altar just before public health officials could object. I'm Ricky Bevington for GPB News.